Large algae blooms can be the result of excessive nitrogen and phosphorus running off of agricultural fields and lawns into waterways. They deplete oxygen and harm fish, shrimp, and other aquatic life. Pinellas and Sarasota counties have outlawed fertilizers on residential lawns during the summer because of the harmful effect excessive fertilizer has on the marine environment. Sierra Club field organizer Phil Compton says Hillsborough must follow suit.
Scientists tell us that as much as 79% of the nitrogen in some local lakes has been proven to come from fertilizer runoff from our lawns. You know, most of our lakes and rivers are sick in Hillsborough County. They're officially impaired from nitrogen and phosphorus nutrient pollution from lawn fertilizer. This excess nitrogen and phosphorus have led to some really significant harmful algae blooms. We've had dead zones. We've had significant declines in wildlife and wildlife habitat. It hurts our drinking water supply, and it's really detrimental to our whole tourism-based economy and our quality of life.
In the Tampa Bay area, groundwater is also affected by fertilizer use. That's because the water table is so shallow and there are many sinkholes. U.S. Geological Survey hydrologist Patty Metz says because Tampa's surface waters and groundwater are so interconnected, chemical compounds coming from households and lawns find their way into aquifers.
Underlying Tampa Bay, we have a limestone aquifer where we get about 60% of our drinking water supplies in the northern Tampa Bay area. This limestone is overlain by sand and clay layers and for most part acts as a filtering system for surface contaminants. But in areas that are prone to sinkhole development, breaks in the clay form and surface contaminants can move more easily down through these breaks. In these areas where compounds are applied to the surface, such as the pesticides and fertilizers, these contaminants can move downward to the underlying aquifers by rainwater and overland flow infiltration.
Metz says the USGS randomly sampled 30 groundwater wells in Tampa Bay and found increases in nitrogen and small concentrations of pesticides and wastewater compounds.
From our study, we found compounds were detected at very low levels, and they were below the maximum contaminant levels, or MCLs, which are set by EPA. They are unlikely to be a potential human health concern. These contaminant levels are set mandatory levels for drinking water contaminants. But we found 15 of our compounds did not have any standards, and we call these unregulated compounds. And there are thousands of these unregulated compounds, and human health implications are known because there is insufficient toxicity information regarding these compounds.
Groundwater concentrations of these compounds were higher near population centers. Metz says the most common contaminants were chloroform, a volatile organic compound formed from the chlorination of drinking water, and atrazine, an herbicide that has recently been shown to affect the reproduction of fish and frogs.
It's a common weed killer, and it also has the breakdown product, diethylatrazine. We found that in the groundwater system in the northern Tampa Bay area, where concentrations were highest in the urban land use areas where lawn care products are most extensively used. And a number of reasons for the high detection for atrazine and the diethylatrazine is the high mobility in sandy soils. Its widespread use in the United States is the most widely used herbicide, and its persistence in groundwater. Atrazine can persist in soils up to 100 days, but once it gets into the groundwater, atrazine can last 6 years, where diethylatrazine can persist for 25 years.
Atrazine is banned in Europe because of its persistence in groundwater. The Sierra Club's Compton stresses that governments and the public can do many things to reduce runoff and chemical compounds entering both surface water and groundwater.
But the key to making this work, The key to having green and healthy lawns and clean, clear, healthy waterways is to require that all nitrogen fertilizer sold October through May be the slow-release type. That means that half of the prills, half of the little bits of fertilizer are quick-release in a bag of fertilizer and half of it's slow-release. And these high-quality products, they're going to last for 3 to 6 months, and that way you can apply it in April and May on your lawn. And this time of year, in the summertime, you don't have to do a thing. Another thing that people can do, though, is to use the right plant in the right place, using Florida native plants, especially along waterways that don't require fertilizer.
Hillsborough County Commissioners will vote on the fertilizer ban ordinance during their Environmental Protection Commission meeting on July 15th. Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simatile for WMNF News.